The Mishnah. Matzilin sal molei kikhois afal pi sheyesh boi meya sudeis. Is this Mishnah l'chayre soysa the Mishnah before? And the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. In the Mishnah before, and Afkuf Yudzayinim at Beis, we have Matzilin mozin gimel sudeis. That one is only permitted to be matzil mozin gimel sudeis. And here it says, Matzilin sal mole kikrois afal pi sheyesh boi meya sudeis. The one is permitted to be matzil asal with kikrois that there are meya sudeis. The eagle shall dvela. One is permitted to be matzil and eagle shall dvela. So Rashi says, shohu godel v'yesh boi sudeis harbe. It's also, there's a lot of sudeis there. The chavish shall yayim. And also, one is permitted to be matzel a barrel of wine. La'acherim boyu v'hatzilu lochem. And he goes and tells other people, boyu v'hatzilu lochem, you should be matzel, and whatever you are matzel, you can take for yourself. Now, there's a machlekes harishonim, this boyu v'hatzilu lochem, how much they're permitted to be matzel. The Taisvis, the Piskei Harid, the Ran brings down also from the Piskei Harid, holds that Boyu Veitzilu Lachem, they are permitted to be matzel as much as they want. By them there is no shear of Gimel Sudis. Why not? So the Piskei Harid says, really the Gemara before had asked the Kasha, why can one only be matzel gimel sudis? We're speaking about that he's carrying out to a mokim hamurit. So there's no shaila whatsoever. There's behetere kotora. So why can he be matzel more than gimel sudis? So the Gemara answered, "Mitayr she'adam bohu al mamoinoi isharis lei osi lechabuye." That means if he'll get involved in inyone hatzale, So he'll, in the middle of this process, he'll be mechaber the age. Therefore, they only were matzil should be matzil gimel sudis. So the Taisus Harit says, the Piskei Harit says, this is only by the balabos. He says, but by acherim, he says, what interest, a very interesting spot, what interest do they have to be mechaber, fakel? If sebetzach oisleshen, so then they can't take anymore. Their whole golden iglik is as a brent of fire, fakel. He's saying, boyu batzilu lochem, and they'll chaparai. So memele, here they weren't goyza. That's the sheet of the Piskei Harit. In Shulchan Aruch it says, and the Baal Tanura would seem to learn also pshat, boyu batzilu lochem also means that they are matzel the same amount that he is permitted to be matzel, and that is 3 sudis, not more than that. Vim hoyu pikhin, if they are pikhin, oisin imoy cheshbin acher ha-shabbos. So after Shabbos, they'll make a cheshbin with him. We'll see in the Gemara, Rashi says, vim hoyu pikhin lishoyl schoron kepoyalim. That means after Shabbos, they can go and ask for their schar. They were working, so they could ask schar. So this is very schwer. The Gemara is going to speak about this already. Boyu v'tzilu lochem, l'chayre means they can take it for themselves. So what's the pikris to ask schar? They take everything for themselves. So we'll see it in the Gemara. Le'heichon matzilin oison. Where is one permitted to take out the food, lachotza amurebis. One takes out lachotza amurebis. Bemseira oima, af lesha'ina amurebis. Then one is permitted to take out lachotza sha'ina amurebis. Ulesham moitzi kol kli tashmisha. Now, in the, wherever you take out, so till now we were speaking about the sudis. So the sudis were mugbul. There's a shear of sholeis sudis. But kol kli tashmishoi, so here the chedushi Aran says that means kegoin mitosoi vishulchon. He's going to have 3 sudis. The sudis memela, but he can take out the dining room table and the chairs. That's he needs, he's going to eat a sudis, so that he's permitted to take out. and the silverware, whatever he needs for the Shalosh Sudeis, that he's permitted to take out. So till now we were speaking about macholim and the clay tashmish of the Suda. What about clothing? The loyveish kol ma sheyochel lilbeish ve'oitev kol ma sheyochel latev. He puts on as much clothing as he can cover himself with. No, he can only put on yud ches kelim. Zogt Rashi, yud ches kelim meforish lohu bigmore shekein derech leloivshan b'chol yachad. These yud ches kelim a person can wear at one time. So that's a malbush. Avol tvei mehochi loy, but more than yud ches kelim, that has a teres masu. Ve'einoi poishton lachzer v'lilboish u'lahatzel acherim. So Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yossi, one is not permitted to go back in again and put on different kelim, different begodim. So what is pshat in the Mishnah weiter? V'chayzer v'loyveish u'moitzi. So according to Rashi, we have to say that this is going according to the Tanna Kamma. And they ask on Rashi, so it's the Mishnah is very not mesudadik. If Rabbi Yossi holds that one is not permitted to be chayza v'loivish, so it should have said, so to say that the Mishnah should have been as follows: v'loivish kol ma sheyochel ilboish, v'itav kol ma sheyochel lati, v'chayza v'loivish umaitzi. Rabbi Yossi yom yud ches kelim. Why did they split up the member of the Tanna Kamma with the maimer of Rabbi Yossi? That is a psashverikait on Rashi. We'll see later, there's a baraisa that has a mashmois like Rashi. But others are chaylik on Rashi, and they say that everyone agrees to this halacha, that chayzer v'loivish. Other rishonim say that be'emison, the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Tanna Kamma, that afilo according to the Tanna Kamma, more than the Ran says this. The time of the Rabbi Yossi, the kivin shein derech lilboish tvei, kivin dei derech lilboish tvei, I lovish tvei v'nofik l'shus harabim have masi. That is the seder alavishe. So putting on more than the yutres begodim gets a teres masi. U'mishim hochi, afilu lechotzer hamureves also mishum dekiven the mitret chayshin edil manofik bula shusaram. The svar of Rabbi Yossi is the yutches kalim, these are the malbushim of a person, so that as a malbush that is permitted to wear more than the yutches begodim has a teres masui. They were geyser even to take it out to a chotzer hamureves, because he might go, and since he's torud and bold, he might go out to Rishus Harab. And the Chiddush Yaran says that the Rabbonon also hold that to a Rishus Harab mezosa, but they weren't goizel to a Rishus Hayochid more than Yud Cheskel. That's how the Ran says, Pshan, the Machlekes, the Rabbi Yossi, and the Chachomim. Now, this din, v'chayzer v'loivesh u'moitzi, so here we see a kula of begodim over macholim. Macholim, they only ask, that they only matter shalosh sudas. And begodim, they said he can take out as much as he wants. Why weren't they afraid, just like they said by macholim, that since he's bohu, he might come to be mechabe, so he also the same thing, since he's bohu, he's taking out all his suits, all his coats, so lemaisa he might come to be mechabit. So the Ran says, kivin she'ein ata matirei ela derech levishe romei anafshe yomitka. That here we put, he's mugbol. He can't carry out the begodim. He is told he's only permitted to wear the begodim. So memela, since he's mugbol, and the itzos abegodim rak al yedei levishe, so there they want goyza that he might come to be mechabe. Masha'in came by the tzoras ha-macholois, since there he takes it out kederech haitzov, there there's no shinui whatsoever with the oifen hatzola. So therefore, there's only permitted to take out shalosh sudos. Zok the Gemara. And here it says Matzilin Sal Molei Kikrois Afa Bishesh by Meyesudis. Omar Avune Loi Kasha. Kan Bibola Hatzel, Kan Bibola Kapel. Bola Hatzel, Matzel es Kulon. Bola Kapel, Eine Mekapel Alamozin Gimel Sudis. So Trashi Yazai. Bibola Hatzel, Shehitzel Bisal Echod. He's rescuing that which is found in one sal. Kidiktoni. Sal mole kikreis. Ve'enai teireyach elo lahatzilon mitoichat leiki. He's not too much involved in the hatzola of the food. He just takes it out. Elo lahatzilon mitoichat leiki bebasachas. Is matzul kol mashe besal. So then he's permitted to take out the whole sal. Dohachad zimnohu. Mali pulte, mali tuve. It's one pula, he's just taking out the sal. So therefore, Chazal won geyser that he might be mechabe. Fakel, he's not too much involved. He lifts out the sal and takes out the sal. He took out 100 chalas, it's tovi yolo broche. But lemaise, there's no gzeir over here. Bebole kapel salim harbe. Zeimze. But if he's going, it's not so convenient. He has to go and find one sal. In one sal there's one chal, in another sal there's another chal, in the third sal he has to go and find something else. So there he's involved in the kippul and the chippus and the tircha of taking out the food. Litroyach ulo oisvam, velarzer ulo hoitzi, is mozin gimosud esudiyoch alahatzel besalim harbe. Then he's only permitted, so since he's involved in the atzola of finding the food and being ma'as of the food and taking out the food, so there Chazal were afraid he might come and be mechabe. So therefore they said, Gimel Sudeis Vesuloi. Shekol Echo Teireich Ba'atzmahu. Each pool is a bezundere tirche that brings about an involvement in that solo. So here they were geyser shema yobay lechabes. That is Rav Huna's teretz. Rav Abe Bar Zavda Omar Rav Idi Vidi Bebole Kapo. Both are speaking about Bebole Kapo. That he can go in and be mechapis for different salim that is also muta. Yeah, v'loy kashe kan lo oisa chotzer kan lechotzer acheres. That means if he takes it out lo oisa chotzer, so there's not such a great tirch involved. He's not being matrich himself too much. So then they were matir heistis afilu, then you'll have to take out as much as you want. He's not too involved. It's just a heitzah from the bayis to the chotzer of the, this is the chotzer of the bayis that he's living in. So he's not too much involved. But if it's a whole aisik to take out to a chotzer acheres, there they were only matir dafke shalois sudais. Kan lo aisa chotzer, kan lo chotzer acheres. Boy Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua, pirish talisoi vekipel. What is the halacha if pirish talisoi vekipel, vehiniach, vekipel vehiniach, vekipel vehiniach. A person spread out a big baguette, a big talis, and he started being mechapis in ma'asif kalim. Vekipol veiniach, vekipol veiniach. My kebol lahatzel domi, oy kebol lekapol domi. That means inside the house there was a whole asik of chippus. He was taking out a whole bunch of kalim, gathering a whole bunch of kalim. But v'shas the hitzor, Vishasta Heitzah, he only took out this one Heitzah. He took out the big the talis with all the macholim in the talis. So what is the halach? Ma kebola hatzel domi, ay kebola kapel domi. Is this equivalent to hatzola? Because since in Heitzah, there's one Heitzah min abay. So memele, this is like lahatzel, that it is mutter. Ay kebola kapel domi. But this is not like matzil and sal mole kikris. Here he filled up the sal. He's mechapis the whole house to fill up the stalas. So the Gemara answers, Toshma, Mida Oma Rove Ataye Rav Shizvi la Rav Chizde. Rove said that Rav Shizvi, atopkenalt, or he told him a falsheb shat to Rav Chizde. Bidorash, ubilvat shalo yovi klishu marzik yaisa mi gimel sudis. Shma mino kibo lahatzodom. So we see from over here that it is Kabbalah Hatzel. Before we go into the Maise of Atiyeh Rav Shizvi L'Rav Chizdeh, but just let us remain here with the Maskonis HaGemore. He says, the Gemore says Kabbalah Hatzel. So that means if there is one Haitzah, even though there is a Kippel inside the house, there's an isuf inside the house. Afal pikein, it is muta kebola hatzelda. Before we see Rashi here, let us see daf yutes amud beis and machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and then we'll come back to our sugya. The Gemara Daf Yutes Amud Beis says as follows, right before the Mishnah. Hani Trei Talmidi. There were two Talmidi. Chad Matzil Bechad Mone. Bechad Matzil Ba'arbe V'chomesh Mone. One was Matzil from a bayis with one keli, and one was Matzil with five keli. Kamiflagi beplukte de rabbe barzavde veravun. The Gemara says that their machlokes is, we just learned now machlokes Rav Huna and Rabbe Barzavde. If Looisei Chotzer Kippul is mutter, so the one that was matzel ba'arbe v'chomesh moni, he held like Rabbe Barzavde. The one that was matzel b'chad moni, he held like Rav Huna. So the Gemara we understand. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Chad Matzel Oichlen Umashkin Mipnei Hadleike Harbei Lechotzer Amureves Pechad Mone. Only with one keli. Kiddis Nan Matzilin Sal Molei Kikres. Bav Agav Sheyesh Boi Meyesudes. But as long as it's one keli. V'chad matzil ba'arbe v'chomesh moni. And the other one was matzil with four or five keilim. Zokt Rashi, elo, shemekaplon kulon l'soich kli godl. He put all these keilim in one big kli, v'noison v'pamachas, v'komif l'gi b'perik al kisvei ha-kodesh. So Rashi says that the man de yoma that was matzil, four or five kelim, but he put it all in one kelim. That's how Rashi says pshat in this Gemara, and he holds like Rabbi Barzav. Zok Tosfos, v'chad matzel ba'arbe v'chomesh moni, perish bekuntres, u'mekaplon kulon b'soich kli yechod, v'noison b'basachas. So afilu, the one who was matir with four or five kelim, Rashi says, not he took out four or five kelim, he put it all in one keli, he took it out. Ve'nir l'rabbeinu tam, the bepeire kol kisvei loy pligi ameroi bo. There's no machloikis if he's mekapel and later he's matzel b'chad keli. The boy hui, the Gemara cloud it for a shayla. If this is bo lekapel, since lemaise the isuf of the kelim is So he's ma'asiv in the house, so that's equivalent to kippel. Or is it equivalent to ba'al ha'atzel, since he only takes out one? Uposhit, the ba'al ha'atzel domi v'shori. So why did the Gemara say over here, u'kamifl gibet lukta de rabbe ba'zavde v'ravune, this is mutar afilu according to Ravune? Ashver Rashi, u'meforish Rabbeinu Tam, the chad matzel bechad mona afilu mei yesudis avu ba'bo v'chomish moni kigayin la'atzel v'lachzel la'atzel afilu ba'oise chotzeloi. One is not permitted to take out four or five kalim. He's only allowed to take out one kalim. V'chad matzel bedal v'imoni lo'ise chotzel. So therefore, Tosfos says that this Gemara is speaking about that he took it out with four or five kelim, but not the way Rashi says that he put it in one keli. In one keli, that was the shaila of the Gemara, and that the Gemara was poshet that is mutter according to everyone. So now let us see Rashi. Now that we're learning the Gemara, we'll see what Rashi did with Tosfos kasha. And why Rashi is chaylik on Tosfos. So the Gemara clear the shayla. Let us see Rashi. Pirish talisoi vekipol veiniach. Hevi oichlin veiniach vechozer vehevi veiniach mal. That was the Gemara shayla. Kibol lahatzel domi. Hoyil ve'en kan elo kli echot. There's only one keli. U'bepamachas u'meitziyom. So me'mele, he's meitziyit bepamachas. Hoy kebo lekapo domi, hoyil v'toireach lesay v'lichleis. That was the shayla of the Gemara. And the Gemara firzois, before we push it the shayla from the Gemara, so the Gemara firzois that what it's kibol lahatzeldom. So Tosfos asked the kasha. So what is pshat in Rashi? So the Ramban says if we medayik the loshon of Rashi, Rashi found for this kasha. Why did Rashi find for the kasha? Because Rashi said, oh, when Rashi explained the case according to Rav Avi Bar Zavde, that he took out shemekaplin kulam lesoichli godu v'noisam bepam achas. He said the Gemara said that he had four or five kalim, and Rashi says mekaplon kulam, all these four or five kalim he put into one keli v'noisam bepam achas. So be'emison he is taking out five kalim, but they're in one big keli, but he's taking out five kalim. That is the case of mekaplon, which the Gemara says this is only good like Rabbe Barzavte. Like Ravune, this is not good. Masha'en came, our Gemara, Rashi learned pshat in our Gemara, to be medayik the loshen of Rashi. So there's two diyukim from Rashi. Pirish talisei vekipol veiniach, hevi oichlin veiniach. Rashi says he put oichlin in the keli, in the big keli. Kibol lahatzel domi nochamu, Rashi says, hoil ve'en kan elo kli echot. So the Ramban explains that this Gemara is speaking about that he was ma'asavit in five kelim, but he poured from the five kelim in one big keli. He didn't take out the kelim. He took out the food that was in the kelim. But taking out, he's taking out one big keli with a lot of food in it. So that the Gemara class of Shaila, that's Kibola Hatzel Domi. That is Kibola Hatzel. Because he took out one keli with a lot of food. How did this keli get a lot of food? Good, got a lot of food because it was Mechapis. He was Mechapis that in the bayis, that's called Kippel. But Lemaise, so that was the Shaila of the Gemara. The Tchilis Hatzola was the Kippel. But the Seif Hatzolas, he's taking out one keli. And one keli, they were mata matzil and sal mole kikrois, avo bishyesh by meyesudis. How the sal got the mole kikrois? So that the Gemara says, it's no chilek, how the sal got the mole kikrois? Lamais is taking out one keli with a lot of food in it. So Memela, this is Mutter. But the Gemara there is speaking about, that he took out, with one Eitzah, he took out five Kalim. He didn't empty the Kalim into the big Kali. He took out a big Kali, and in this big Kali, there are five small Kalim there. So that is considered Kippel already. That won't be Mutter Loit Rav Hune. That'll only be Mutter Loit Rabbi Bar Zavde, because Rabbi Bar Zavde said, Ba'oisa Chotzo, you're allowed to take out a filu five Kalim. That is, so that we have here now a Machloikis, Rashi and Taisvis, how to learn Pshat. There's a double Machloikis. There's one Machloikis, how to learn Pshat in the Shaila. If the Shaila is, if it is only Mutter, if you emptied the contents of the Kalim in one big Kalim, then it is Mutter to be Matzel. But if you brought out five Kalim, then it'll be also, because this is considering you're taking out with five Kalim. They were the only Matzel, Sal Mole Kikreis, they were Matzel. They weren't Matzel more than that. That's one Machloikis. And then we have another Machloikis, Be'emison, like Rabbi Bar Zavde that says they were Matzel Lekapel, Be'oise Chotzer. So Rashi holds a filler, like Rabbi Bar Zavde, the only Matzel with one Eitzah. Rashi is very careful, not five Eitzahs. Rashi says, Afilu et Rav Bar Zav, you'll have to take out five Kalim and one Kali. Only with one Eitzah it's Mutter, to take out five times. In one Chatz it's Zichanat Mutter. That's what Rashi holds, Afilu et Rav Bar Zav, that is Mekel. Ba'oisei Chatzar is Mekel Afilu Kippel, that it's only with one Eitzah with five Kalim. In Taisvis holds, according to Rav Bar Zav, you're allowed to take out five times. That's how Taisvah holds. You're allowed to take out five times. That is Taisvah Shita. And if you take out five Kalim, you put it in one big Kalim, that's Mutter according to everyone. So we have here a double Machloikis. Now let us get back into the swing of the Sugya. How the Gemara was Poshit that if there was one Hatzolah, even though it was Bali, Yedei Kippul, it is Mutter. Espirish talise v'kippel v'niach, v'kippel v'niach, may kebol lahatzol domi, e kebol lekapul domi. You look at the tchilis hatzol or the soif hatzol. Toshma, midom ha'rove ateyei Rav Shizvi l'Rav Chizde. Rav Shizvi was mater Rav Chizde v'dorash. And he told him, "Ubelvad shelo yovi kli shu marzik yoiser megimel sudes." Shma mino kebol lahatzol domi v'shapel dom. Let us see what Rashi says. Now, what is this speaking about? Atiyei Rav Shizvi l'Rav Chizde. Shedorash lefonov. That means Rav Shizvi said a drosha to Rav Chizde. V'hoi deloi Rav Chizde. That was the Atiye. What was this drosha speaking about? V'homas nisan. The amoran le'el. Nishber loy chovis b'roish gagoy. Mevi keili u'meiniach tachter. That a person is permitted to bring one keili u'meiniach tachter, and the wine will drip into the keili. V'dorash Rav Shizvi l'Rav Chizde u'bilvat shelo yovi keili hamarzik yoisa misholish sudas. Just like by the Yatzola from a dleike, they were only mater ashir Yatzola of sholish sudas. So who adin the Yatzola over here? They also were mater a Yatzola of sholish sudas. And because the Gemara says before, just like here, they were afraid during the process of Atzolah might come Lidei Kibui. So there they were afraid, due to the process of Atzolah, he might take a Keli through a Rishus Harab. He's busy taking Keli, might take a Keli to Rishus Harab. From a Rishus Harab to Rishus Hayor. V'oi deloi Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde agreed. He was masking. That's the Atiyeh. He agreed to Rav Shizvi. Umidom Arova Atiyeh. Now Rove says on this drosha that he was matim, Shmami not to usu. So Vaista is wrong. So what is the halacha? dafilu machzik sudais harbe, that what it says in the Mishnah, maybe keili umeiniach tachteho, is speaking about a filu machzik sudais harbe muta. Kiven dechad monehu, since everything is going into one keili, so the male, if it's going into one keli, so it doesn't matter. As long as it's going into one keli, so it doesn't matter, although it's 20 suddas. V'hai kimikapul v'noisin v'kleyech odomi. So Rashi, so what, mein shmita leitza hasina. So Rashi says like this, that if you have a chovish anishbaro, and it's dripping into one keli, so that is equivalent to mikapul v'noisim v'kliyecha. Why? Doha ma'at ma'at hu noifel u'metaftef boy. That this is a slow process. It is dripping into the one keli. So Rashi is medame this to kippul. What is the dimyan to kippul? Let's say Rashi l'shitose be'emison, we can understand God's fine the dimyan. The shayla of kippul according to Rashi was that a person was peiris a talis, and then he goes and brings 20 kelim, he pours into the talis. That means the talis wasn't full of the contents of 20 kelim. He had a talis, and then he fills up this talis. One kelim pours in, another kelim pours it in, then he pours the contents of 20 kelim into one talis, then he takes out the talis. So that was the shayla of the Gemara. So the shayla of the Gemara was, since the talis that he's taking out, the keli is taking out, was filled up slowly, it wasn't shari, he found that a salmole kikos. He's filling it up to misla. And then he's being matzal al yedei one keli. So memele, that was the shayla of the Gemara. So Rashi, here is also the same thing. You have here one keli, you have here one keli that's tachas achovis, and it is slowly being filled up. So Rashi is medame this, so just like if you'll take 20 kelim, just like if you'll take 20 kelim, you fill it up to bislach, but it's nitzel in one keli, so the shame one keli, that's called, I was matzah one keli, one full keli. It took a long time and a long process to got full, it's a gate minishton. That's considered, I took one keli, that you look at the end you have a full keli and being matzal one full keli. So memele, so this is similar to kippul behitzel bekliyech. The Marsho asks a pertinent kashe. The Marsho asks, l'chayre, the shayla of the Gemara was as follows. The shayla of the Gemara was, because in this Hatzola there's two halakim. There's one chaylik, the kippul, he's being teireyach to be ma'asef all the kalim. And then you look at the hatzola, the taking out. So the asif adike chaylik, that's kippul, and that's chazal v'goyza, duma osil chabuye. That's all adike chaylik, that's he's taking out one kalim. So memele, frek the marsho, so he says he does not tzorchiyah. Maiko medame, vadai kippul dohochi afilu bemon echad, ike tilcha tvei. Mi bo lahatzol. Here the whole shayla was, he's matrich himself, he's very much involved in that solar. He's running around the house, taking over here a jar, here a jar, here a jar. He's very much involved in that solar. So they were afraid he might come and be mechaber. Even though when he takes it out of the house, it's only one pula, but till he filled up the keli was a lot of pulas. So here is a svara, they were geyser. Masha ein kein hosom de leke tirche tvei benoifel metaftef bechad mone mi mitzo bepamachas. He says, here was geit miron, you have a chavis, and the contents of the chavis is falling into a monis, was geit miron. If it's falling in Tzibislech, if it's falling in all in one shot, fakert. There's no tirch involved over here. Fakert, he says, we had a svar in Taisus before, that if it's going tif-tif, Taisus has a svar b'chlal di one geyser, because not even bowl, there's such a svar. But al kaponim, here l'chayre the chesaron of kippul, we don't have. That's the marshal sa'or, and he blives by akashe. So here there's no tirch involved. Al kaponim, That's how Rashi, no, the Rishonim seem to learn that is the Dimyon. The Dimyon is that even though the Keli became this Malay through a stretched out process, it's equivalent to, he was Matzalafel Keli. You don't look at the oifen of the Milui of the Keli. So from here we see that it is Mutter. That's what Rava said. Now let's see the Gemara Nachamol. That it is only permissible to take a keli that's marzik gimel sudis. More than gimel sudis is also lahatzel. And Rava said that is not true. One is permitted to take a keli that is marzik 100 sudis. Why? Because it is one keli. So we see from Ravish, that even though the mili of the keli was through a lot of pa'ulis, but since the end result, you're being matzel with one keli, so here's a din of one keli. Omar lei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'rove mai tousa. How do you know it's Taka Tois? Maybe Taka Rav Shizvi is correct, that it is only permissible to take out three sudis. How do you know that in one keli, one is permitted to take out more? Yeah. Amalei diktoniel bovad shloyovi kli acher v'yikloi kli acher v'yitzar. Kli acher hu deloi. They only answer the second keli. Aval bahumone, the keli alone that he put down to be matzo, kamo de boy matzo. He says, the only chesor and the only t'nai is that more than one keli is also. Let us see Rashi. Amalei midiktoni, my tusa, minoloch the tusa hu biyode. Amalei midiktoni, bo bebraisa, bo vachelo yovi kliache, shmamino kelim tuvu dasiri. Avul bechad shapir domin, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't mention there the shir of Shalish Sudis. So vaistois, if the only iser that the Tana mentions is an iser of ribui kelim, vaistois, with one keli, it'll be mutter. Zok Toisvis, Idi ve'idi bebo lekapo. Rabbi Bar Rav Zavde said that inside the Mishnah that says Shalosh Sudeis is muta, inside the Mishnah that says that Filumei Sudeis is muta, both of them are speaking about bebo lekapo. Now there's a difference. There's a difference if it's ba'isa chotzer, bebo lekapo is muta. If it's chotzer acher, it's bolakapel is also. Peirish harav peiras, the lekapel hainu afilu bolakapel. That idi ve'idi bebolakapel means afilu bolakapel. That means, that what he says, that the previous Mishnah is speaking about, the previous mission that says it is only permissible shalosh sudos, not that Mishnah is only, that Yenna Mishnah is speaking about chotzer acheres, that's for sure. So only if it's chotzer acheres, so shalosh sudos, it's only shalosh sudos is mutter. So not he means to say chotzer acheres and bole kapel, then shalosh sudos, only shalosh sudos is permissible. But chotzer acheres and bola hatzel afilu meyesudis will be muta. No, that is not pshat in Rabbi Bar Zavde. Peiris harav peiris. The lekapel hainu afilu bo lekapel. Afilu bo lekapel, afilu is by our Mishnah. Our Mishnah speaking about ta'isa chotzel. Afilu bo lekapel. It is also permissible ba'isa chotzel. The Rav Abba and Chilik bein lekapel bein lahatzel. According to Rav Abba, this shtik teire that Rav Huna said that the lekapel is osar and lahatzel is mutter. That's Rav Huna shtik teire. Rav Abba bar Zavda holds there's no chilik bein lekapel bein lahatzel. There's no difference. The whole criteria is it chatzar acheretz? Is it oisa chatzar? Oisa chatzar, there's not too much tirch involved, so everything is mutter. Chatzar acheretz, that there is much tirch involved, so everything is awesome. Ba'afilu lahatzel b'chotzer acheres loishori alamozin gimel sudis. That is how Rav Poyrus learned. Avol ein nire loima. But he did not want to learn. The lahatzel shori afilu meyes sudis b'chotzer acheres gamel rababe. Not that Rab Abba holds also that lahatzel is always mutter. Im kein havel eluk mi mas nisen idi ve idi bechotzer acheres. Say the previous mission in say our mission speaking about bechotzer acheres vekam bebol kapel vekam bebol lahatzel. That means Rav Poyrus held the taina of Rav Poyrus is as follows. Rav Hune said that the previous mission is speaking about bol lahatzel. The previous Mishnah is speaking about Bola Kapel, and our Mishnah is speaking about Bola Hatzel. Bola Hatzel Meyes Sudis, Bola Kapel Shalish Sudis. Now, if you will learn that Rabbi Bar Zavda also holds there is a Kula of Bola Hatzel, and Bechotzer Acheres Bola Hatzel will be Mutter, so why didn't he dance with Rav Hune and say the same thing like Rav Hune, that what? That our Mishnah is speaking about Bola Hatzel. Yene Mishnah is speaking about Bola Kapel, but he holds, but Oysa Chotzer for Bola Kapel is also Mutter. So for Kertzel, say the same, say your Chiddush, that Bola Kapel is Mutter, but Oysa Chotzer, and both Mishnahs are speaking about Bechotzer Acheres, and Bechotzer Acheres, Bola Kapel is also, and Bola Hatzel is Mutter, full of Meyesudis. Why did he have to say that both are speaking about idi v'idi b'bola kapel? If he held with any mile in bola hatzel, he should have said the same like Rav Hune, but say it's speaking about tafke b'chotzer acheres. So because he didn't say that, so therefore Rav Poyrus learns pshat that Rabbi Bar Zavda learns that there's no difference at all between bola kapel and bola hatzel. B'chotzer acheres, everything is Asa, and Bechaisa Chotzer, everything is Mutter. There's no difference between Kippel and Hatzolah. That is how Rav Poyrus learns. The Gam Horowitz asks on the Rav Poyrus, so it's very schwer the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah, if there's no Maila in Befrat, Tais Veshita is, that Bola Kapel means he's taking out 10 times. That is also Mutter. Bola Kapel means 10 times he's allowed to take out. So why did our Mishnah tell us 3 cases, Matzilin, Sal, Mole, Kikrois, Eagle, Shel, Dvela, Vechovi, Shel, Yayin, and that those, all these 3 cases are coincidentally speaking about 1 Keli, and according to Rav Poyrus, according to Rabbi Bar Zavda, there is no difference between 1 Keli or 10 Kelim, since our Mishnah is speaking about B'yosei Chotzer. So why did the Mishnah specify, the Mishnah said, that is speaking about B'yosei Chotzer, the Mishnah held it not wichtig to mention. But what does the Mishnah mention? 1 Keli, 1 Eagle, 1 Chavis, and according to Rav Poyrus, it's like Ma'al Ve'Meirit. That, boy, there's no difference between Lahatzel and Lekapel. You can take out 10 Salim, 10 Chavisim. So it's a Pella. That Kasha, the Gram Horowitz is, according to the Rav Poyrus, according to Rav Poyrus, it's Schrecklich. So the Tanis specified 1 Sal why did he speak about Sal, Chavis, Eagle? If according to him, the key word is that our Mishnah is speaking about Ba'isa Chotz and Ba'isa Chotz a Kippel is Mutter, so Red Vegan Kippel. Speak about it, that he took out 10 Salim, 10 Chavisim, not Sal Bolei Kikris. That Kasha the Gam Horowitz asks on Rav Poyrus. Zog the Gemara weiter. The Eagle Shall Dvail. So, yeah, and then it says further, after Shabbos, if they pick him, Oysin imoy cheshben achar Shabbos, they make a cheshben. So what's the cheshbon? So Rashi says the cheshbon is they were matzel heistas, they were matzel, they were matzel. So after Shabbos, they make a cheshbon, lishol scharam kepoilim. They ask him, no, listen, we worked an hour, she should pay us. That's a nit in Shabbos, keret, this is Meitzoi Shabbos. If their pikrin is Meitzoi Shabbos, they come over, daf mamachin a cheshbon. They make a cheshbon, you should pay us for our work. Frek the Gemara, cheshbon? Their pikrin, they make a cheshbon? Cheshbon, my abiditeim, efkeri kozochi, what shot a cheshbon is this? It's Afghan. Whatever they took is theirs. Why is it theirs? So there's a machlokes harishayim. Mehefkeire, so Rashi says, do'atzilu lochem komalu, litzorcheye. He was mafkeret. Vim pikrem heim yakvu akel avalei lemisne. So Rashi says, how did it become hefker? Because he said, atzilu lochem. So by saying lochem, lochem means that hatzilu, and whatever you take is yours. So in other words, he was mafkirit. So if he was mafkirit, whatever you want, you should. So that's the pikris. The pikris is to keep it, not to make a cheshbon that he should pay them al sapoil. That's how Rashi learns. The Piskei Arid and the Ran learn pshat, that not als his amire, not else his amire becomes hefker. It's poshet hefker. There's a poshet the cheshbon. He's not allowed to be matzel more than be matzel. So it's a zevi zutei shal yom. It's poshet hefker. Not because he said atzilu lochem. Not the atzilu lochem is makes it hefker. The matzel makes it hefker. And fakel they ask on Rashi's pshat, that's in the Ritva asks, Al Koponim, we have here two Mahalchim. Either it's Hefke because he said Atzilu Lochem, or it's Hefke because since he's not permitted to be Matzalit, so Fashteitzach, it's Hefke. There's no fire engines and there's nothing, so it's Hefke. So Frank the Gemara, what kind of Cheshbon is there? The Cheshbon is, they keep it, finished. Cheshbon Maya Viditei, Mefkeiru Kozoch. Omar Chizde Midas Chaside Shon. We're speaking about Chaside. Shemachzir in loy. They're machzir. They don't want to keep it for themselves. Vinisht vi. Siz doch tzachyenim. Good, he was mafkir. It's a dos. But they're Chaside. So to take his food, they don't want to do it. But they were sweating an hour in Shabbos. This is the pikris. Al kaponim pay them for the work. Omar Rove, Chasidi, Agre de Shabbat Shokli. Ah, you're talking about Chasidim in our Mishnah. A Chosid won't take any money. Why not? Zot Rashi, Chasidi, Agre de Shabbat Shokli, Bitmiye. In Chasidim, if the Mishnah is speaking about Chasidim, yesh lehem levater mishelem, they won't take a penny. They'll schlep out a whole Shabbos food, but they won't take a penny. Bechol dovor she yesh boi nidnu davere, if there's episode nidnu davere, they won't take a penny. What's the nidnu davere? Ah, forgav the lav schar Shabbos gomeru, even though it's not schar Shabbos. Sherei lo hisne. Number one, there was no t'nai. They never made up that he's going to pay them for taking it out. And number two, mehefkeira kozoch. Do you know what pshat is over here? It's a meiradik pshat. It's really hefke. So lemaise, if let us say they took out $100 worth of food. So they took out $100 of food really belongs to them. Now what? They're chassidim. They don't want to take $100 from them. They don't want to take. They want to take $10. They were working, and now they want to take $10 for the work that they did. So the mailer, the $10 is not that they're taking from him $10, because in the $100 worth of food, they're giving it back $90. Really, the whole $100 belongs to them because it's hefker. But they're chassidim. They don't want to take vusach. I mean, it was mafker. It's hefker. But they're based on the chata shvera. They don't want to take away his food. But either he said they were working and sweating away an hour, so they'll give him back $90 and keep $10. So Emerson, if one of Clara Shaila is this Chav Shabbos, was Chav Shabbos, when's Chav Shabbos, they didn't make up with him, he's not giving them anything, they're only giving back $90. And they're keeping $10 of the food that belongs to them. They're giving him a maton of $90. There's no Chav Shabbos whatsoever. So that is very good for a London, who's Geit al Pi Shulchan Aruch. But if you're talking about a chosid will not keep those $10. If there's a nidnu daveir aber sikuk toisvi schar Shabbos, he's lemais, yeah, in lomdus it's mutter, aber lemais is taking $10 for working an hour in Shabbos. A chosid will not do such a thing. Miu chosid loy mikri elim keim avata mishaloi. If he's a chosid, what Chazal considered a chosid, he would not keep these $10. So now we're back to the question. If you're speaking about a chosid, so Meitzoi Shabbos, they make their own Malav and Malka, they don't make any cheshbonis with him. They give him back the whole $100, na guten tog. If he's not a chosid, so then they take the $100. So vos is pshato, as memachdo a cheshbim mit them. Elo ama Rove. So Rove disagrees with Rav Chista, we're not speaking about a chosid. Hochi b'yirei shemayim askin. We're not speaking about a chosid, we're speaking about yirei shemayim. Hagavuch etzamoyredike Rabbi Nechananu sugye dishmaite shachosid godelu miyirei shemayim. Yirei shemayim is oichet agroise zach. Achosid is bigger than yirei shemayim. What is the yirei shemayim? Yirei shemayim is azay. V'leinech aleidel ishani me'acherim. That means like this, that to keep the whole $100, a veistoch, yene, git us avek mit a shvera harzene, das mafke gewen. It's a psaza, psaza, ich mein, the bar kocha, choy na o meine, he's mafke. But it's sicher not beleif sholem. So me meile, me se kum ze gezel, they di yirei shemayim tak, as they will in it. Do schmeck by zeif and gezel, they won't keep his $100. Aber a bechina nami le nechelei de litrach, aber al kaponim, I'm working an hour. And not to get $10 for this also. This is eigentlich kein Yoisha. Ich bin doch eigentlich der Mensch. I'm working an hour for him and he should get the whole $100,000. He shouldn't get anything. Als er feine Mensch bin ich nicht. Och, ich komme. Im hoyu pikche. What's the pikche? Is the yodi, the chi I gav ne lav schar Shabbos or the London. They know in schar, they know the London's over here. That since it's hefker, there was no hasno, so doesn't even din have schar Shabbos. Lach scha Shabbos u oise ni mei chesh ben lach ara Shabbos. Zot Rashi. Och e birei shemayim askina. Hamatzel a zei irei shemayim. I zei irei shemayim. Vloi chosid levat a mishla. Biz not a chosid. Vloi neich a leidel is hani mi achini bischiye def keire. To be zeichen the whole $100, he doesn't want to be zeichen the yada the loy mirtzoy neiv kir. He knows that in the gezuk tatzilu lachem. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, it does mean, lachem means something, but it's with a shvera harzen. So azah gel tayirei shemayim does not like to keep. The Graham Horowitz says, Leinege leidel is hane meer geirem, de siv ashre yirei Hashem yigia kapecho kisaych. It doesn't want such money. That's a yirei shemayim. Yenims geld mit a shvera harz and willen. Aber bechina nami leinege leidel itrich, de laf chosetu, limcheil, de limcheil al shaloi. Vahochi kama, kloima. Da ayim ho yu pikrim de mas nisim, laf pikrim bedin kama litele saroi lehem. What pikris are we speaking about? If it's a pikris of chayshin mishpat, that they know that they're permitted to take the whole thing because it's hefker, dim kein yakvu akil havalele misne. If they're pikrim, they know them it's halacha that it's hefker, so then they keep the whole thing. Don't make any chishbonis. Elo lav hochi koma. Hani yirei shemayim. These are yirei shemayim. So memela, the chayshin mishpat had say zeir gestert. They didn't want to keep it. Aber im Pikrin heim behilche Shabbos. But if the Pikrin behilche Shabbos, the yod, idri agavne lav schar Shabbos, The mikor elava daiti discha pula noches is the meila is an imecheshben. The pshat and the pikris is that the pikrin the yodri agavne lavschar Shabbos. This is the gemara avim in the pikris wasn't choishem mishpat. The gemara answers the pikris is in an erechaim in hilchas Shabbos. So this bemison is going on Rav Chisda also. The vachi kam is not only loit rov, it's loit Rav Chisda also. Elov shepkinu Rav Chisda l'saim ala milse, because he shlugged them up. If he's speaking about a chassid, so hilchas Shabbos also doesn't mean anything to him. He'll even though la'loche, there's no isra of schar Shabbos, Yizicha won't take it for himself. Ula'eichon matzila. Where are you, matzo? So Rashi, there was Mishnah L'chotzim O'revis, V'afilu hochi tuve lo'y litzol k'dom ala'el mitech shebo l'shoyu la'asuki batzol l'kul le'hai osi l'chbui. So now the Gemara asks, Maishno hochi diktoni lochem, o maishno hochi diktoni imi. Now, we heard in the Mishnah, when they amatzel the oichlim, it says hatzilu lochem. When they amatzel the begodim, it says hatzilu imi. So the Gemara asks, what is pshat in the shini halosh? Maishna hochi hochi diktoni lochem, or maishna hochi diktoni imi. Omri, gabi mizoynes ktoni lochem. Shum deloy kachos ulei elamozin gemosudeis. Havo gabi levushim ketoni imi mishum de kachos ulei lekule yaime. There's a few I found them how to learn pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. We mentioned before the Taisvis, the Piskei Harid learns pshat that when others are matzel food, by them there's no shear of gimel sudas. They can be matzel as much as they want. They can be matzel because there's no chash til mosel lachabuye. They're not interested in being mechabe, so they can be matzel as much as they want. So memele. So according to the Piskei Harid, pshat the Gemara is as follows. Gabi mishum delei kechazu lei elamoz and gimel sudas. So steht dort zwei Sachen. Number one, let me if shall be marked from kevegas apshat and deapshat. Number one, it is hefka. We mentioned before that the Piskei Harid also holds that it is hefka not because of the hatzilu lochem. It is hefka because it's tamazay hefka because he can only be matzel shalish sudas. So, gabi mizoynis ktoni lochem. But I'll tell you a few pshat. Let me first tell you Rabbi Kevegas pshat. Kevegas says as follows. Gabi mizoynis ktoni lochem, mishum dele kechazu le alamoz and gimel sudas. By mizoynis, it says lochem, because there it is hefke. Because he can only be matzel gimel sudas. So the rest is hefke. Because it's like zutei shol ya, avol gabi levushim ktoni imi mishum dekechazilei lekula yoyim, and nothing is hefka over here. He can go in and out a whole day and take it out. It is not hefka. That means if we will learn pshat the way the Ran says that the hefka is because the metzius is hefka, he can only be matzel gimel sudas, so it's hefka. So that's how Abba Kevega wants to say pshat in the Gemara. Abba Kevega wants to say that by mizoynis it's lochem, it's not mine, it's hefker. Mashenkin by levushim, the kachazilei lekula yoyme, that means lochem, you can go and take out keseda. So memele, it's not hefker, so I can say, imi, not lochem, it's not for you. The Piskei Harid learns pshat as follows, that by mizoynis only gimel sudas is mutter. So they can't be matzel for him, because just like he's allowed to be matzel gimel sudas, the Piskei Harid learns they can take out 100 sudas, because they're not bull. But they can only take out for themselves. They can't take out for him. So there it says Lochem. So the Piskei Arit says like this: even though we're speaking about Yirei Shemayim, when this person sees us a brent in the hoiz, and so Mikir Adin it's Hefker. He's going to go and find Stamazai Yungach, Boyu Batsilu, they'll take for themselves Taker. Nita Yirei Shemayim, he won't be left with anything. Geiter Zuchterum Trefta Yirei Shemayim. No, the Yirei Shemayim wasted doch that he won't keep it. He's going to give it back to him. But he can't tell him to give it back to me. Well, he's only out there to be Sudis. So he tells him, Boyu Batsilu Lochem. You'll take it for yourself, Yirei Shemayim. You know, take it for yourself. Shengenug. He tells them Lochem and Yenos Ayirei Shemayim, he'll get it back. He'll just have to give him a cheshbon zalkoponim there. So Mishum de Kachod like a chazilei al mazin gimel sudis. So there, he can only say Lochem. He can't say for me because for me is treif. He can only say Lochem. Avol gabi levushim ktanim Mishum de Kachazilei le kula yoime. So memele. So Mamela, he himself is permitted to take out for a whole day. There's no hagbolus on him. So Mamela can say imi. Here he can say Rachel bitchaktan. He doesn't have to go to Yirei Shemayim. It's not hefker. I'm not being mafkirit it. And come to a mitzvah, Rabbim. Gemilas chasodim. Shabbos kameichet on gemilas chasodim. So Mamela, there he says imi. Tanu rabot. Loivesh, umaitzi. Upoishit, pachayza ba loivesh, umaitzi, upoishit. Filokolayim, kulay, divrei rabbi mei. Rabbi Yaisi yaimer, shmoine, osa, kalem. Can only take out shmoine, osa, kalem. So the Rishayna bin Yaraya from this beraisa terashi, that Rabbi Yaisi does not hold the din of chayz, poishit, pachayza ba loivesh. Ve'eile ein shmeina osa keilim, makteirin unkeli yupunde kalbe shal pishten v'cholot v'apili yoyse ma'peires, shnei sparkin v'shnei minolayim v'shnei anpili yoyse beis palgid, v'chager shebemosna v'koiva sheberoyshe v'suda shebetzavoy. Let us see Rashi what the yutches keilim are. So Rashi, makteirin mantle. That we understand, that's an overcoat. Unkeli lovish Lavush Rochov Ke'en Sharinche. This is a top garment. It's, he wears it. It's a jacket, Mistome. Punde Ezer Cholu Me'alamodov. This is a type of a belt. Kalbus. This is a padded begid that a person wore to keep him warm. It seems that the lining wasn't attached to his coat. They didn't have removable lining. There was a begid alone that was worn to keep him warm. Choluk kamisha al b'soroi. This is a shirt. Papilyon sadin lisatev baikuloi. Mapeiris latev roishoi. Shnei sparkin paishulish. This is a type of a garter that used to be around his feet. And piloyis. These are stockings shel tzemel. Palgud. This was a beged that used to cover his knees. The Loshin Ashkenaz Koni Hoizen. These are some of those types of pants. Chogur al Chaluke Mibifnim. Visude Shebetzavore Utluyin Roishav Lofonov Lakanech Boy Piv Veinov. Now, from this little Rashi, Ramoshe Zachainu Lebroch is the ganze Shtik Teure. Ramoshe that is matter to wear a watch on Shabbos. Says he reyeps a ben teira shouldn't wear, but al kapone me iker adin, Ramosha says a gewaldike chiddish, that if it's al gufoi, even though the purpose of the levisha is letzeirich shimush, not letzeirich tachshit, but if it's al gufoi, so then he's permitted to wear it, and he brings a raif and a tabashe yesh boi choysom, that even though the iker shimush of the tabas was for the shimush, for the chsime, it is mutter to wear. So he brings a raya from this Rashi. V'sudu shebetzavoroi. This is speaking about a scarf. Utluyin roishav lefonov lekapneach boi piv ve'enov. So Rashi zukta amegilado that the roshe yasuda is hanging in front of him. What does he do with the roshe yasuda? He wipes his mouth, he wipes his eyes. Was darf das Rashi sonder? The Rav Moshe, because that was the whole reason he wore the Suda. He didn't wear the Suda because it was cold. That's why he wore a scarf. That wasn't his problem. He wore a Suda to wipe his mouth and eyes. That's the whole purpose of the Suda. But since it was Shaviv, it's Avorov, so therefore it gets a Teres Malbush, and he's allowed to wear it. That's what Rav Moshe saw in this Rashi. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Rab Shimon ben Anis Oymer, Poirsin Oyr shel Gdi al Gabi Sheido Teivo Migdol Sheochas Behen Esau. We have here a box that is started to get in flames. So he puts over the box a Oyr shel Gdi. This is an Oyr Lach. So when the fire will reach this area, it won't go further. It does not burn. It'll get singed, but it won't burn. If you have a chelik of a room that is burning, you make a mechitz in the room, and in order it should not go past these kelim. Rabbi Yosi oisa b'klicheres chadoshim maleim mayim, lefi she'ein yecholin lekabel asu'u, v'hein mizbakin u'mechaben asadleikim. Rabbi Yosi says, if you put a klicheres chadosh that was never exposed to heat, wasn't baked yet, so memela, as soon as the flames are going to hit it, it's going to bust, and the water is going to extinguish the flame. This is Gram Kibuy, and Rabbi Yosi asks Gram Kibuy. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Talis she'ochas bo hu'u mitzad echad. If a talis started burning on one side, noisnin aleho mayim mitzad acher. So you put water on the other side of the talis. Bim kopso kopso. And if it got extinguished, technisch gefährlich. The svasem is muchitzich, what's vim kovsa kovsa? That's what you put the water there. What's vim kovsa kovsa? You put it on the other side. The lomdus is that, he's not being mechabed the eish, he's just saturating the other sides. When the water will come to it, when the fire will come to it, that's a chais lashon. What's vim kovsa kovsa? So he wants to say that, vim kovsa kovsa means that he saturated the other side. What if the water dripped down to the fire and extinguished the fire shaloi bim kaimai? So zech nish gefallach, because that's a dover shenim iskabim, it's not a psikresh. That's how he wants to save shot. Eir shogdi lach l'rasi rashi mimnei shuhu mecharech min ha'u v'ein in nisraf mitoich kach hu megin al ha'teve bein melei yamayim shein yichel mekabel kayach ha'u mimnei shachadoshimei Noisnin mayim mitzadze, perish rashbam, lav davke ala talis. Not like Rashi. Rashi says, not like the Loshna Gemara. The Gemara says, noisnin oleho mayim. And Taisvis, the Dibur Maschel of Taisvis, is not noisnin oleho mayim. Noisnin mayim mitzadze. Puts it on the other side. Perish rashbam, lav davke ala talis. To kamlo perk tam chatos, to be beget shriyosi zeki pusoi. So Taisus there is chaylik on that. Taisus says that the holding of Shriyosai Zel Kibusai, that was only said by if there's a lichluch in the beged. There's a lichluch in the beged, then you say Shriyosai Zel Kibusai. If there's no lichluch, there's no shayla. But here we have the Shita Saresh Bam, that he's not noches to that. If there's no lichluch, there's also Shriyosai Zel Kibusai. So noisem mayim mitzad zeh, means somehow he doesn't put it on the beged, he puts it on the side near the beged, and somehow, when the fire comes to it, the fire gets extinguished. If it'll get extinguished from this mayim, bim kovsa, kovsa.